Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the greatest match in human history. In the red corner, wearing a very terrible Australian shirt from a small town that nobody has ever heard of in Australia, he has survived by watching Uwe Boll movies. He is the Terror Australis, the terrible Australian. He is Benjamin. And in the blue corner, hailing from another city in Australia that just happens not to be Sydney, she has the Supergirl logo on her chest. She has survived from watching Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li, and to live the tell about it, she puts the super in super awesome. She is the queen of all podcasting. She is Super Bossy!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to episode 23 of the Super Podcast. As you've already guessed, I'm Super Marcy, your lovely super host. And as you probably guessed, I have Bede with me as the other guest. guest. The only guest. Because I'm not actually a guest on my own show. So, Bede, how you going?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. That was a really, really bad introduction to this show. But I don't care. I will power on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as we all know, you are the terrible Australian.
Of course I am.
As I like to call you. So, Mr. Terror Australis, what makes you terrible, aside from the obvious, for this particular episode?
Okay. I am a terrible Australian because I have seen Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God!
No! And what did you think of Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
Well, it's got a lot of chihuahuas in it.
So, as the general public say, it's a terrible movie. You agree with it?
It's more of a meh kind of movie. It's all right for kids, but meh to me.
But it is on the terrible side, so that makes you terrible for having watched it.
Yes, exactly.
Alrighty. Now, as our listeners might have guessed, there is a bit of a debate that's going to happen for this episode. This is the Great Debate.
I prefer it the Great War.
Well, the Great Debate is what we're calling it. And what we will be talking about is Paranormal Activity. And the reason that we will be discussing Paranormal Activity is I absolutely really hate this film and you absolutely really love this film. So, considering we have completely different viewpoints, this should make for an interesting discussion.
Yep.
Alrighty. So, as the dude said before, let's get ready to rumble.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Alright. The bell has been rung, folks. Alrighty. So, just a warning, if you haven't actually seen Paranormal Activity, this is obviously going to be very spoiler heavy, so if you want to be surprised, which you won't be, no offense film, you might want to switch off now. However, if you don't care or you have seen the film, well, keep listening, but I'm just warning you, there are spoilers. Alrighty, that is done. The spoiler warning is done. We'll get right into it. Just a quick overview of the movie Paranormal Activity. Is, of course, about a couple who, in their house, they are disturbed by some paranormal activity. There's, like, a ghost, I guess we'll say, in the house.
And, yep, a ghost.
And it is obviously disturbing them, and they decide to film it and see what's going on. So the whole movie is shot with the handheld camera. And I think this had a budget of about $10,000, if that sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds pretty right.
Until, you know, the studio kind of picked it up and vamped it up a little bit, made some editing changes before the white, like it had a limited release, but then, you know, all the attention it got quite a wide release. And the ending is also different from the original to the theatrical cut. And there's also a third ending as well. But we'll get into that later. But just a quick little overview. It is a It's a low-budget horror film and, yeah, handheld camera. And it's been compared to the likes of the Blair Witch Project. So 10 years after that came out, we've got Paranormal Activity. And again, much like the Blair Witch Project, people were saying it's like the scariest movie ever. So I think that pretty much sums up the film.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much sums up.
And you got to give me credit. I did it in a very neutral fashion. I didn't diss the film while I did that.
Although you were very tempted to, I guess.
I was, but I did not. I'm a good girl, but I'm not going to be very shortly.
Yep.
I'll give you my quick opinion on the film. Like, I thought the idea was good, all right? It's a good idea that, you know, you've got a couple and they're having these strange experiences and, you know, they want to film it and see what's going on. I liked that. And the feeling I got was that it would be a creepy film, being that it's supposed to add the realism by having the handheld camera and, you know, there's going to be, like, weird ghost things and... But unfortunately, it all just kind of, for me, it didn't work whatsoever. It wasn't scary. It really didn't do it for me. What was your initial reaction when you first saw the film?
My initial reaction was that it absolutely scared the crap out of me. It was, and I'm not really an easily scared person. Like, sure, I can watch a horror film, and if there's like a jump scare, it'll make me jump.
Yeah.
But there's nothing, but what I love about this film is that it slowly creeps under your skin, and since it's done in sort of mockumentary style, it adds a lot of realism to it, and it feels like this could actually happen to you, and it actually plays up with a lot of fears that I think a lot of people can relate to, which is like you're all alone in a house at night, you're sort of trying to get asleep, and you just hear sounds. And to me, that's just creepy because you don't know where the sounds are coming from, and it's even worse like if the sounds are possibly like footsteps,
mm-hmm,
or scratches or voices. And yeah, and it's just one of those things, like I wouldn't want to hear any of that stuff when I'm asleep at night. So it definitely plays up a lot of those fears. And I think that the film, as it goes along, it really amps up the terror and amps up the atmosphere and the creepy vibes that it gives off. And with the performances from the two leads, it adds a very realistic and believable performances that really sucks you into the story and gets you involved with the lives of these two characters.
See, I disagree with you completely. The only thing I agree with, I mean, it does slowly build up,
mm-hmm,
but as that went on for me, it got more ridiculous, more hilarious, more just not fucking, like, you know, you adding saying there's a realism, I was just like, dude, this is stupid. I, like, in a movie like this, I need to like the characters. I have to care about them. There was nothing here that made me like these people at all. I wanted to punch them in the head. That's how irritated I was by these two characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that their acting was really bad. This was to the point I was finding it hilarious. To me, Paranormal Activity was a comedy, not a horror movie, because I was laughing a lot and I really should not have been. And mm-hmm, the scares in the film I just found to be hilarious. Not scary at all. And I will admit, certain things they did well for the budget that they had. Like certain things like the blanket or the sheets moving. Like that was done pretty well. Like, and certain scenes where she was getting dragged near the end.
Yeah.
That came off well in the way it was done. But things like her standing there apparently possessed for hours, I was just like, right, is this supposed to make me shit my pants? Because it ain't. No, sorry. Not scared. Looks stupid. Sorry.
Well, I think it just was creepy, those scenes. What I love, it's, to me, they were just really creepy. What I really liked is that they, with the scares, it starts off very subtle. Like, it's just like a little noise.
Oh, it is very slow to build up because they want to build the tension, but that just wasn't working for me. And some of the things I just thought were completely ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't think things were too ridiculous. I think, like, if you sort of talk to people who have had ghostly...
Well, I will be the first to admit, you know, I've had weird things happen to me in my old house. And they were scary to me. But if I filmed it and showed someone, they would be like, dude, there's nothing there. This is fucking stupid. Like, I'd understand that. This is the kind of thing that you have to experience for yourself. Or if you try and explain it to someone, it's easier that way. Because if it was actually filmed, I don't think you'd really be able to feel it. Because this is more of like a feeling.
It's an experience.
Yeah. Film. And I mean, I can understand that in that way, that, you know, something like what's happening to them, I didn't find scary. I found stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But considering like a lot of people were like really scared of like with this, like you were, that just boggles my mind. It really does.
Well, I don't think it boggles the mind too much. I think because
just for me, I just found it stupid and ridiculous.
Well, it's just, it really works on the realism. Like, it builds up. That's what I really loved about the film. Because in these days, you got horror films that pretty much go for the action, and most of the time, the scares in the films aren't all that scary, and they just rely mostly on jump scares. And that, to me, like, is overdone these days. But what I really love is that, like I said, it builds up this tension throughout the whole movie. And once each night, when they sort of go to bed and they leave the camera on, each of those nights, like, the scare factor is heightened. Well, like
it gets worse as
it goes along.
Yeah, because the things that are happening, like the rage of this demon is escalating. So, as we're led to believe, I guess.
Yeah. We think it at the start, and I really like that at the beginning, you think it is a ghost. Yeah. And then during the course of the movie, you find out that it's not a ghost, it's a demon.
Yeah. So it makes it kind of worse, supposed to be scary. I was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Like, elements that they added into this movie that I thought, you know, there was potential, but then they just went nowhere with it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, they introduced the psychic, right? Mm-hmm. He explained to them basically what's going on. This is what you need to do. They don't do it. He warns them not to do things, but the stupid boyfriend, who was a big fucking wanker, fucking goes and does it. Now, sure, that's like a plot point, do stuff with the movie, but it wasn't even that necessary, and it was stupid, and I just thought, this is insulting my fucking intelligence.
I think it's with that character, like with Mika, and I agree, he is
Mika,
a douchebag.
Mika, fuck off, man. If you were my boyfriend, I'd kick your fucking ass and feed you to that stupid demon, man.
Yeah, well,
if I was I wouldn't put up with his shit, man.
Well, I
fuck
can agree
your camera,
with that. Like,
dude.
He was a douchebag. Like, he, like, if that was me, I would have done whatever the psychic told me. But he, to me, I really see this movie, and maybe this is just me looking into the movie too much, but I actually see it as, like, a movie that about male insecurities. Because think about it, because you've got this character of Mika, who's like, you know,
wanker.
Oh, there's some ghost gonna bother my girlfriend, we're not going to get help. I'm going to be the man in this house. I'm going to be the one who's going to take this ghost on. And that's what he's like throughout the whole movie. And it's like, it's the worst case of male insecurity on the face of the planet. And it just shows that in the movie.
But it's ridiculous. Like, the psychic goes, you got to call this guy. He's going to know what to do. Now, they don't call him. Why? You're fucking stupid for not calling him. He could have helped you, but no. You just had to call him when it's too late and he's not there. He's out of the country or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, for fuck's sake. Like, come on.
Well, horror characters make a lot of stupid decisions.
It just irritated me so much. And, like...
Well, she wanted to do it. Like, she wanted to...
Well, she did.
Like,
and it's like, why are you listening to Micah? He's a fucking dickhead. And this just made me hate her. It's like, you're letting him fucking run everything. Why? This is happening to you, woman.
She's
take
like,
charge.
She's like, yeah, well, Jesus. she's like the Bella of. She's the Bella of
the paranormal activity. Yeah, honestly, woman, like I just wanted to slap her sideways, and I just thought this is dumb. But they introduced the psychic character. He comes back later. He's there for 2 seconds, going, "Oh my god, I can't help you. Oh my god, oh my god." And I was just like, dude, I'm not convinced by this crap. Like, come on. I'm sorry. He was really like decent in his acting job before, but then when he comes back and they just kind of like leave it and it's like, oh my god, this is just bad fucking script. Sorry.
That's I think it's really about the character of Mika. That's what this movie is about. All the wrong decisions in the entire movie just come down to him.
Yeah, and like when the psychic comes back, I think this is supposed to up your scare factor. I'm just like, oh, please. He's like, you know, freaking out and everything.
Oh, well, if I was him, I'd be freaking out too, but Mika is like, he is like a really bad, he's just a really...
He's a bad boyfriend.
He's a bad boyfriend. He's the definition of a bad boyfriend.
He's a dickhead and like...
But he plays it so well.
I just thought he was a bad actor and I'm sorry, but she was as well. And certain scenes would just irritate me. Like, she's screaming and he goes to help her. Oh, shit, I've got to get my camera. Who cares if someone's freaking killing her? I got to film it. And it's like, dude, geez, it's just stupid. You're insulting me. And, you know, in the end, she was screaming because there was a spider. And if there was a spider in my house, I'd be screaming like a girl too because I don't like them. But I just thought it was fucking ridiculous. Please.
If there was a spider, I'd be screaming too.
But it's like, I got to get the camera. I got to get the camera. It's like, well, we can hear what's going on. It's not necessary that you have to get it, dude. It's like, you know, she could be dying. And in the seconds that it takes you to get your fucking camera, she could be dead.
He thinks something scary is going to happen, and then he
wants.
Let's just say, because the character of Mika, he's the skeptic in the movie. He wants to have like visual proof of all this shit that's going on.
Yeah, but you know, there could have been freaking someone invading their house, and she's screaming because the guy's stabbing her to death. But he's got to grab the camera. I'm sorry, but that's stupid and it's insulting.
But he only does that like once or twice in the movie.
It is like it's supposed to be, you know, moving it along, but I'm sorry, you're just insulting me. That's how I feel. I mean, I do honestly think it would have benefited if they had like other cameras set up around the house, like, you know, like maybe webcams.
Yeah.
So instead of carrying it around all the time, they could have had them around. And I'm sure that would not have cost them too much on their budget. At least that way you could avoid stupid plot devices like this and you wouldn't irritate the viewer like it did for me.
Well, it never irritated me.
Oh,
but,
dude, you can tell I'm just frustrated.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, in all these movies, like I said, all these sort of horror mockumentaries, it's like you could always have these characters who are just going to... Sorry.
You've got a paranormal activity going on at your house.
Yeah, well, like, you've got all these characters who, like, you could, in real life, like, if something's happening, whether it's a ghost in the house, a witch in the woods, or a monster tearing down a city, you'd be, like, throwing that camera away with it as soon as that shit happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, but this is Hollywood. This is movies. Yeah. They got to carry the camera around all the time.
Yeah, but you see, as an example of a movie that does the same thing with a camera, and I'm talking about Record. See, the guy had the camera the whole time. That didn't bother me. Why? He was cameraman.
Yeah.
The girl kept saying, film it, film it, film it. And, you know, they were trying to, like, protect each other from what was happening.
Yeah, but they were journalists because they
didn't
were,
bother
like,
me. I'm just saying, but that situation
could.
Didn't bother me at all. And I thought that movie rocked. It's just... This one just, it felt like it was just really, just, they didn't really think and it was just insulting.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things, like, these are characters. Like, in horror movies, you're going to have the characters who are going to do stupid decisions. And you're going to sit there
it's a given,
and say, what? Yeah, it's like, why are you doing this? Get out of the house.
The thing is, you're supposed to care and like for these people and all this just made me hate them even more. And I was so irritated. I'm like, fucking demon, just kill these dumbass fucks. They deserve it.
Yeah,
and
I
it's a film
really...
where you shouldn't be thinking that.
Well, I find it really interesting because if you, again, not just this film, but others in this genre, is that everybody hates the characters in these movies, from Blair Witch to Cloverfield to Wreck. Everybody hates those.
But I liked the characters in Wreck. And I just, the only character I didn't like in Blair Witch was the girl because she's fucking blowing a snot down the camera.
But that could also be another thing, like, because they're screaming and they're screaming a lot, and when somebody's screaming a lot, you just want to grab them and it's like, stop it already, and then slap.
Now
that could be another reason why they sort of get on a lot of people's nerves.
But you know, we're reading about this film because it obviously it is very well liked. People liked the characters and I just can't see that. I hated them so much.
I liked Mika because he was a douchebag. But I still admit he played the part well. But I felt really sorry for Katie because she's the one who's going through.
She's going through it all. Yeah,
and since Mika is like the worst boyfriend on the planet.
She's an idiot for putting up with the dumb boyfriend.
It's like I can see it as both a movie about male insecurity and about a somewhat abusive relationship, but mostly abusive relationship.
Emotionally. But yes. The demon was the abusive one.
Yeah,
Well, he's doing the physical abuse, but Baker's, like, doing the emotional one. Because she's like, we should, like, ring this guy up and, like, he's going to help. And it's like, no, we're not going to do that. Let's, like, wait. I'm the man in this house. We're going to do it my way.
Yeah. The psychic said, do not use an Ouija board. But, like, I totally went out and bought one and was so going to use it.
Yeah, well, we've like, a lot of skeptics, though. They're going to there are people out there who will, like, you know, really push the buttons of the supernatural. Like, they're like, I don't believe this is happening. I'm like, you're gonna tell them, no, we're not gonna use a Ouija board. That's gonna be worse. Like, I'm gonna use this Ouija board
because I want to make things worse. I'm sorry, but that scene was the fucking dumbest shit and most hilarious thing I'd ever seen. It looked so unrealistic and stupid. Oh my god, it was like the fucking comedy scene of the decade. I was crying of laughter when it was on. Like, the fucking thing catches fucking fire.
I actually surprised me because I actually found that scene creepy.
So fake and dumb, and I'm sure you could do that better, you know, with any kind of budget. But oh my god. Jeez, it's just, oh my god. That scene just fucking made me laugh so much. It was so stupid.
I thought it was creepy, but that's just not me.
Scary.
Like, it's like you see this done Ouija
so badly. How can it be creepy? It might even be more terrible than you.
Well, it's like you see this Ouija board, and you see the thing moving around. Then you see plants moving, and then. And then you just see the thing light on fire. How could you be like, whoa, when you see that?
I was like pissing my pants almost. It was hilarious. It was done so badly. It's like, God, this guy's the biggest fucking douchebag ever.
Yeah, he's the character we have to hate in this movie. We're the ones who have to feel sorry for poor Katie because she's the one who's going through all this.
Dude, I would have got that flaming Ouija board and smashed it over his head. Oh, man.
He's the character, like I said, he's the character that we want to hate. All these things.
But the thing is, you're not supposed to, and people like him, and blah.
Well, he's got a bit of charisma. Like, he's a douchebag, but he has some type of charisma to him that makes us not
his tired charisma and hate him too makes much. Me want to punch him in the face. I'm sorry, just all the kind of scares that were supposed to, like, work just didn't work and I was laughing. Like, the powder, the footprints, oh my god.
That scene was creepy to me.
They laid out the powder and then when they wake up, or not when they wake up, but when they're filming, you see them being, you know, the invisible demon is walking and you can see the footprints getting made.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of effect was well done, but I was just like, this isn't scaring me. It's silly.
Yeah, but when you sort of look at the feet, like the footprints, like it's not human feet.
No, it's not.
These look like hooves.
They look like hooves because demons look like hooves, apparently. Or they have hooves.
But I'll tell you one thing. If I found powder all over the floor, I'd be screaming too.
I would wake up and go, oh, jeez. Who let the coke addict in? He made a mess.
And I don't like dirt or dust anywhere. And if there was powder all over the floor, I'd be like screaming my lungs out.
I think I'm going to have to go to your house and just put powder everywhere and bring in the horse and make him make the hoof prints. And I'll stand up at night and watch you sleep for 3 hours.
Hey, if I woke up and somebody was standing over me looking down, I'd be shitting myself too.
I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Piss off.
I'd be punching him in the face.
I would be too. Be like, fuck off.
I would. It would not only that, just standing over with their eyes looking down at you.
Oh, my God. All these scenes, they were funny. They just didn't work for me.
No,
I'm
I just think
sorry.
They probably sound funny when we're talking about them now, but when you kind of see them in the context of the movie, they're much more unsettling.
When you watch it again, you'll probably shit your pants again.
Yeah.
But to me, like, nothing about this was scary at all. And, you know, it doesn't bother me if they're not scary, but the thing was, they were funny and I found them hilarious and they just didn't work. It doesn't need to actually scare me for it to work, but nothing. It just did not do it for me at all. And what really just pushed it over the edge as well, because I thought this was fucking stupid. And I think a lot of people agree that this was bad. It was the theatrical cut ending. Fucking terrible. It just ruined everything as well. Like, I thought it was a punch in the face to the film. I just felt it was insulting to the actual film as well. Even though I didn't like the film, I just thought it just basically punched in the face. It was so stupid and dumb.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with the theatrical ending is that I still found it effective, but I could definitely see why a lot of people wouldn't like it, because it's at the only, like, a friend, one of our past guests, AJ, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, and he mentioned that it's probably the only time in the entire film at which the movie is actually self-aware of itself, and is that final shot, which Katie is like, you know, sniffing over Mika's dead body. He looks at the camera, and then she, her face just goes all demonic.
Yeah.
And that's the only time that the movie is self-aware of itself, and I can see that, but I still, I will admit, it did make me jump both times. I did jump both times.
Well, when he got thrown, I did jump because this thing was just coming at me, and I always jump at those stupid, like, jump scares.
Imagine if it was in
3D. I just thought it was dumb. It just was, it didn't fit with the tone of the film either. It was ridiculous. So fucking stupid. And I went back and I watched the original cut, and I thought that was just a lot more effective, and it was more
unsettling.
It was, in a way. Like, that was actually just a bit more, it actually, you know, it was like, it had actual atmosphere. Like, that was something that I thought actually kind of worked, and it fit with the film. And I thought it was one of the only decent things with the actual film as well. And then they completely scrapped it, and I, you know, that just was annoying.
Well, I think because with both endings, like, I still like the theatrical ending for what it is, but I do, like, I agree that the one from the original cut of the film is much better, and it's much more unsettling and much more creepy. And it actually, like you said, it fits in tone with the rest of the film.
It does. I thought it was actually, like, a really good way to end the film. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, here I am being nice to the film, but as I said, this is the only decent thing I found with the film.
Yeah.
As ridiculous and stupid and much as I hated it and fucked me off, it was the only decent thing. And just watching the theatrical ending just made me fucking even more irritated by it. And I haven't actually watched the third ending, but I thought that it sounded all right. And I think from the sounds of it, I think it's still probably better than the theatrical one. Mm-hmm. And the third ending, and of course this is spoilers if people haven't seen or heard about the third ending, but, you know, maybe you've seen the film, but this is kind of a spoiler. Well, if you want to be surprised, lock your ears. She actually goes to the camera and kills herself.
Yeah, she slits her throat.
And to me, that sounded creepy and unsettling, and still in with the tone of the film, because these things are happening to her, and by the end, she's pretty much destroyed anyway.
Mm. And she's completely taken over by this demon. By
the demon, yeah. So I thought, you know, that, from the sounds of it, it probably would have worked better than the theatrical cut. But, you know, they went with the retarded ending, and apparently the theatrical cut was the suggestion of Steven Spielberg. Dude, if that's true, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, he really loved the film, because I read a story that...
Boo! Spielberg, I've lost respect for you, dude.
Nobody boos Spielberg and gets away with it.
Oh, you but, can spank me later.
Well, kidding. From what I read, when he saw the film, like I think the original cut of the film, he was so deeply disturbed by what happened, and something actually creepy actually happened to him just after when he watched the film. And he actually put, after when this creepy event happened, he put the movie in a trash bag and sent it back to the makers, saying how it just really freaked the hell out of him. And it was his suggestion. And like, when you watch the film, you can definitely see it, because the ending of the theatrical version is very Hollywood. It's a very Hollywood.
Oh, it is. You can see.
Yeah, it's a very Hollywood ending. Yeah. But like I said, I still like it, but I can definitely see why a lot of people wouldn't like it. But at the same time, I think it's, if they had the original cut, even though as much as I prefer that ending over to this one, the original cut would have left a lot of people, especially, like, you know, regular film audiences, really unsatisfied by it, because they wanted that final jolt. And maybe it would have worked better, like, you know, worked like in the tone of both the original ending and the theatrical ending, by having you, if they used the third ending instead. But I can definitely see why they went with the ending they had at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's a very diverse ending. You'll either like the ending because it just, like, makes you jump. It made me jump twice. or you just really like it because it's very Hollywood and out of tone with the rest of the film.
Oh, I just thought it was fucking shithouse. And I got it. Like, I need to clarify that I did set the mood for watching this film. I did watch it late at night, lights off, it's all dark and, you know, had a bit of creepy sounds going on, but having the atmosphere and it still didn't work.
Well, I set the atmosphere
and,
as well.
And it's good to watch, like, when you got a film like this, it's good to set the atmosphere. But I'm sorry, even setting the atmosphere didn't work for me.
I set the atmosphere as well because I watched it on Halloween night.
Ew, creepy.
And I watched it about probably, I don't know, 11 o'clock, I would say.
Yeah,
and
same here, about 11, yeah.
Yeah, I had all the lights off, had the sound up, and yep. I sat there and I was really affected by this film. It really creeped me out. And believe it or not, when it was over, I actually slept with the light on. That's how actually creeped out I was by this movie. And that's only ever happened to me.
Pussy!
Shut up. Quiet you. But it only ever happened to me once. And the last time that ever happened to me was when I first saw The Exorcist for the first time. And when I was 18.
That didn't scare me. We watched that at night. And we watched that when I was like young. We watched it at night and we're all like ready to be freaked out. And it just wasn't scary for me.
But it's still a good movie, though.
Oh, I love the movie. See, that's a movie that scares people. It doesn't scare me, but I think it's a brilliant film.
Yeah, well, I saw that when I was 18, and it really scared the absolute fuck out of me. And I just couldn't get to sleep that night. I had to watch Swingers and Zoolander just to calm myself down from.
And see,
because every time I closed my eyes, I'd see that image of like the demon just haunting my dreams.
The thing that I kept thinking about was like, ew, she was like doing that with a crucifix. Ew.
And you know what's even funny about this? How I watched it during the day.
The Exorcist?
Yeah.
See, movie that has scared the crap out of me in more recent times, which was the original Ring, which I watched in the middle of the day.
Mm.
There was no atmosphere, no mood set up for that. But the fact that I was getting the creepy phone calls and stuff while I was watching the movie just actually really got to me. So, you know, is something that legitimately actually scared me, and I thought I had a week to live.
Mm.
So, but, you know, sorry, nothing about Paranormal Activity just did it for me. I've rated it 1 out of 5, and that's being very generous. Hold on, I'm not finished.
Sorry.
If it still had the original ending on the cut that was officially released, I might have bumped it up to 2, but since they didn't, it's sitting at a 1.
Well, I absolutely love this film. I just think it's a perfect horror film, and don't laugh. But it was my number one horror film of 2009, and it was one of the films in my opinion, one of the best films from last year. And it actually got 5 stars from me.
Mm-hmm. See, this is like one of the worst movies I've ever seen, and certainly one of the worst from last year, and one of the biggest disappointments. Mm-hmm. I was really, like, I really wanted to like this movie. No, didn't like it.
I guess it really comes down to, because I sort of realized, because like you said earlier in the podcast, you said it, if something like scary happened to you and you videotaped it and you showed it to someone and they didn't find that scary, like it could be that whole thing. Like it could, like for me, like a show, like take a show like Most Haunted, which is whenever I watch that show, like it really creeps me out because it's pretty much kind of similar to what they do in Paranormal Activity. But if you watched it if somebody else was watching, they'd say, oh, this is bullshit. You know, I'm not scared by this. It could be just like, just how you view the film, whether you get taken in by all the creepy stuff that is happening or you don't. Mm. So I can definitely see how that happens. Like another example is, have you ever seen the that documentary, A Haunting in Connecticut? You know that?
No, you haven't. No.
Yeah. Well, everyone says that is absolutely scary. And I actually saw that after, probably a couple weeks after I saw Paranormal Activity, and I watched that because I was expecting like a really scary documentary, and from what everyone was telling me, and I watched it and I was actually laughing my ass off while I was watching it. Because it was just so ridiculous. Like I suppose because the dramatizations were just so laughable, and the acting in that was absolutely terrible. But I guess it really comes down to just how you see it, whether you are taken in by it.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you remember? I don't know if this show was Australian or what the heck, because I can't really remember. But do you remember that show, The Extraordinary?
And I used to watch that show all the time.
Yeah, and that dude had the glowing eyes because they had him like all in the dark. Yeah. That show used to scare the shit out of me.
It did. It scared the crap out of me.
When I watched it when I was older, it didn't really have that same effect, but just everything just used to be so freaking creepy. Mm. And like, you know, other people just were like, yeah, this is dumb. But I guess it does come down to individuals and how you feel about things. Like, if I watch one of those docos on UFOs and aliens, I shit myself. Mm. I can't watch them alone because I get scared. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I can't watch them at night either. And one time when I tried to watch one of these shows at night, as ridiculous as it was, because they were showing apparent footage of an alien, which clearly it was crap, but I was trying to watch it at night. I shit myself. I was home alone. I had to ring my dad to come home because I was so scared. And I taped it and I tried to watch it the next day and I was almost crying because I got scared. And I don't know what it is and why I was scared. Mind you, this was when I was like, I don't know, 15 or something.
Yeah.
But you know, certain things I find scary, as embarrassing as that is to admit.
Yeah. It just really does come down to how you view it. Like I said, it's like whether you I think it really comes down whether you get taken in by it or not. Like you can watch Paranormal Activity and say it's a very scary, very unsettling, creepy film from beginning to end, or you just see it as either a boring, just laughably bad horror film.
To me, it was just a terrible film. That's what it comes down to. I thought it was awful. I just found so much stuff about it awful. And, you know, I've seen low-budget films and, you know, they've done things like this a lot better.
Mm.
But, you know, that's how I feel and I'm sticking by my opinion. I think I've explained myself pretty well.
Nah, just kidding. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're so wrong. That's why you're terrible. Well, amazing we've kept this pretty civilized.
Even I'm amazed by that.
We didn't need a referee after all.
People were too terrified to actually become the referee on this podcast.
Yeah, because this was like, oh my God. But I think we've both, you know, we've given our arguments pretty well. So it's up to everyone else to decide who placed the better argument and who wins.
Yep.
Me, and me.
Hopefully I win because...
I have I'm boobs, terrible. I win.
Oh. It probably most likely will be you that'll win in the end. But I'll have fans coming out to help me too. They'll leave comments like, you're wrong, Marty.
All the Paranormal Activity lovers are going to hate me.
Yes. I'm going to start up a page on Facebook. Marcy hates Paranormal Activity. Lovers unite against them.
Lovers of Paranormal Activity unite against the evil Marcy. Yes. Anyway, I think that's about a wrap for the first of the great debates. I don't know if there will be any more, but hopefully there will, because I think it's really good to actually discuss a film where the opinions are completely different and, you know, justify, well, not justify, but explain our reasons properly as to why we like or dislike it.
Yeah.
In a very good civilized manner.
Hopefully the next time if we do another of these debates, it will be something that you like and I really hate.
I defend those things that I love. Yes, but it's been very good. I've had fun.
Yep.
And hopefully our listeners enjoyed our debate. And until next time, I've been super as always and Beat has been terrible as always.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go, once we finish up, I'm going to go to bed scared tonight.
You'll have that image of me just like putting powder everywhere.
No, I'm going to have that image of you just like standing over my bed, just looking at me.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Now that will be terrifying.
Yes, until next time.
Although others will find that sexy.
I was going to say, until next time, everyone have dreams of me just watching you sleep, standing completely still.
Yes.
Yes, so my sign off for today will be so long.
See you, everyone.